a few months ago, I really needed a new phone because my iPhone 8 Plus had gotten to the point where if somebody called me, I could not put the phone up to my ear because if I did, I could not hear the other person. So I finally decided, well, you know, I am just going to bite the bullet and buy a new phone. And at the time that I was looking, it was back in July, I was torn between the iPhone 13 mini, which I liked, and the iPhone SE 2022. And they both have similar specs. It was kind of a difficult decision to really decide which phone I really wanted. I liked the 13 mini, but I didn't really care for not having a home button and having to deal with Face ID. Plus, I didn't really like the price because I did price both of the phones out. And it turned out that the 13 mini, or even the 12 mini for that matter, because I like to get the higher storage capacity, would have been $200 more than it cost me to get the iPhone SE. So I ultimately decided because I still wanted a home button and I still wanted the Touch ID and I didn't really care about the fancy cameras or anything else because I don't do a lot of videos or take a lot of pictures. So I decided, well, you know, I'm just gonna take a chance and get the iPhone SE 2022, which was the newest model of the SE that Apple had come out with, and they had just released that back in March of this year. So I knew that getting that model, I would have a good amount of support left on that device before it was considered obsolete, because I plan to keep this phone hopefully forever. But we all know how well that works out when you think, oh, I'm going to keep this phone till it dies. Well, that doesn't always happen. So I got my SE 2022 and I actually ordered it. I did something I normally wouldn't. I usually get my phones from the carrier, but this time I decided I'm going to try and order from Apple. Go on the website and order from Apple directly. And actually, I was very, very surprised how easy it was because I actually did it using the Apple Store app, which in my opinion is a little bit easier than using the website. I mean, of course, you can use the Apple.com website, but I find that with JAWS, it's a little bit quirky. So I think it took me about 5 minutes to order this phone. And then I had it in my possession 2 days later. And the setup, I would say it was pretty straightforward. I mean, I ran into a few issues when setting it up. It had nothing to do with VoiceOver. It was just somehow there was a unknown Apple ID that somehow appeared on the phone. So I had to figure out how to bypass that. But once I got past that point, I think the setup took me, let's say, about half an hour. It was ready to go. As far as specifications are concerned, you know, it has the same chip as the iPhone 13, which is the A15. And so it has that, and it still has a home button. It's pretty much an iPhone 13. You know, you don't have the fancy cameras or you don't have facial recognition. So if you're somebody that, like me, you still want the home button, you know, and you don't want to pay the hefty price for the iPhone 13, the SE is the way to go. Now, when Apple released the SE 2022, even when they announced it for pre-order, I was curious and I went on the website to try and order it to see if I could order a 2020 cheaper. After they announced the 2022, Apple pulled the 2020 from their store. So they no longer sell the 2020. If you have like an iPhone 7 or an iPhone 8 and you're wanting to update, just keep in mind, if you do decide to go and get the SE, you'll get the 2022 instead of the 2020, which I actually was happy that I decided not to get the 2020 and wait until the 2022, because I had heard a lot of negative complaints from SE 2020 owners regarding the battery life. So it was kind of a blessing that I waited. I probably get about 12 hours out of my battery before I need to charge it. And even then, it's still down to like 40-30%. So I've still got a little while to go before my phone's yelling at me that it needs to be charged. I mean, of course, you know, battery life is going to vary depending on what you're doing. So like if I'm watching a lot of YouTube videos or I'm doing streaming, yes, the battery's going to drain quicker, but it's not enough to say, oh, the battery life is terrible. You know, that's a positive thing. And the nice thing is for those of you that have the, you know, iPhone 7, or if you have an SE 2020 now and you're thinking about updating, because the iPhone SE 2022 is the same size as the iPhone 7, iPhone 8, SE 20. So you'll save a little bit of money because you won't have to buy a new case for it. So your existing case will fit on your SE 2022. Now, I did buy one just because I had already traded in my iPhone 8. So I didn't have an existing cover for it. If you're able to save a little bit of money there, you certainly can. And the pricing for the SE 2022 is slightly different than the 2020. I believe the 64 starts at $429 and the 128 is $479, and the 256, which is the one I got, I want to say it's $579, but I think out the door, I think my phone cost me $600 and that included the Apple Care coverage. So it's definitely a cheaper option if you're wanting the specs of the iPhone 13. You don't want to spend a lot of money and you still want that classic feel of the iPhone 8. I've been happy with it so far. I mean, I haven't noticed anything, you know, that really says, no, I regret this. I mean, I have, because it has the same chip as the iPhone 13, you still get the image recognition, you still get screen recognition. You can do that. And I have done that on many occasions, and it's hit or miss, but it is available. And I'm not sure whether the SE does live text. I haven't tried that yet.
I just have a comment on the battery life, because I have an SE 2020. And what I did is I got, and you can get these through Amazon, they're not that expensive, for about $30. I got a battery case, which gives me, plus the regular phone, twice as much battery life. So I can run the phone, almost two times on top of the regular battery. So battery life isn't really an issue these days.
I also have a 2020. I had battery issues at 2 years, 3 months. The warranty was only good for 2 years, but I just went up to the Natick store and an hour later, I had a new battery for $50 in my iPhone SE 2020. And I live happily ever after. I found that to be a good solution for me, $50 investment versus the $400 plus investment for the 2022.
Anything else for Kelsey? That was excellent, Kelsey. Much appreciated.
No, thank you.